This is Apollo Control, Houston, 3 hours, 39 minutes now into the flight of Apollo 14. Discussions continuing to take place here in Mission Control, attempting to come up with a solution to...
Houston, we observe that the S-4B is slowly rotating on us now.
Roger, Ed.
Apollo Control, Houston. 3 hours, 40 minutes into the flight. Discussions are continuing in Mission Control concerning our docking problem. The
Gordon, how are
you? Flight Claire, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure what we might be doing to the windows. I guess it's a minor problem at this point, but is everybody happy with us sitting here in this vent?
I don't think that point's been raised. Let me ask it around here.
Okay.
Apollo Control, Houston, the pacing item... would be the attitude control on the S-4B. The battery power is the major constraining item in that. However, it does allow us a fair amount of time, approximately 6 to 8 hours. Continuing to monitor the troubleshooting operation here in Mission Control, this is Apollo Control, Houston. We presently show Apollo 14 at an altitude of 10,643 nautical miles, and we're at a ground elapsed time of 3 hours 42 minutes. This is Apollo Control, Houston, 3 hours, 43 minutes into the flight. Troubleshooting continuing in Mission Control. To quickly repeat, we have been unable to latch with the lunar module. We have quite a while to consider an approach to this problem. the battery power on the S-4B as perhaps our major constraining item, allowing us perhaps 6 to 8 hours of time. However, if we're not able to extract the lunar module, of course, the lunar landing mission would not be possible. We're at 3 hours, 44 minutes, continuing to monitor.
14, Houston.
Go ahead.
While we're working on the problem here, we suggest you go to a 5-degree dead band and adapt. That'd be a DAP load of 11112 to save RCS. And nobody's come up with a good suggestion on what to do about the windows. I guess they just won't worry about it now.
All right. Like I say, I think it's a minor problem.
All right.